For those who have followed my channel for all of these years, you will have noticed that in the last year my reviews have started to dwindle. I wanted to take a moment to explain the reason for this and my focus for the future. My reasons for the reduced content on my channel are multifaceted, and for some it may trigger a small twinge of concern, but oddly, I Can't Be Asked doesn't feature on this list. Firstly, enthusiasm. Fundamentally, my channel and VR reviews have always been underpinned by one core value, authenticity. I have never been paid for my opinion. I have never promoted something that I didn't think was deserving of the recognition from the broader VR community. To have my opinion bought for cash would be a betrayal of the trust I have built with my core followers over the many years. For every review I put out, I play many other titles that I just didn't enjoy at all. For me, the problem has been that the idiom of separating the wheat from the chaff doesn't actually fit anymore. It implies that the wheat is in abundance and the chaff will float away in the breeze, but my search is closer to the act of panning for gold. The quantity of VR titles being released over the last year is inversely proportional to the general quality and imagination of the work, and frankly, it's depressing. Consumers are starting to notice this, and the statistics are looking bad. The more glacial motion of business enterprise interest in VR is filling the gap, but for how long? For me, without inspiration, I cannot maintain my authenticity and integrity. So my reviews dry up, and I've been leaning towards streaming, what I actually love playing, and still sifting away in the background ad nauseam. Secondly, appeal. When it comes to virtual reality, you are reviewing the emotion of immersion in an environment. And to that respect, my opinion is subjective. But I would argue that I absolutely have to be subjective in order that you can watch my videos, look into my eyes and see my enthusiasm, that you may empathize and infuse with me. I also strongly believe that the objective, cookie-cutter reviewing techniques you see on so many mainstream VR review channels are utterly sterile, vanilla-flavored, and, far too often, paid promotions. Many people travel the world and, let's face it, eat at McDonald's. The reason they do this is because they know what they're getting, and knowing what you're getting does feel safe and secure. The issue is that my methods don't fit that templated approach, and I guess I'm a wild card by comparison, and of limited appeal really to companies in VR who would, ironically, rather pay for the vanilla review than risk a subjective opinion derailing their hashtag-fueled hype train. Me, I have always held the interests of the VR consumer at my core. And I hope that my recommendations of hardware and titles have helped many thousands of people over the years. That's always been enough, but sadly even my appeal is dwindling, due to, with yet more bitter irony, my lack of content. Thirdly, priorities. I don't talk too much about my work, what I actually do as a day job, but I'm actually an operations director for a major US company. I love my job. I have huge respect for my colleagues and the members of my organisation. My role absorbs a great deal of my time. People are often quite surprised that I have such a position, and usually the surprise is around how I find the time to do anything else. Well, apart from the occasional stints as a scout leader and falling off my bike, usually into the cool embrace of a pint at my local pub, my evenings are often free. Well, at least they were. My family is my life. Everything else is just a smaller part of the pie. And now my children are becoming teenagers. They want to stay up later. They want to talk with their dad about what's worrying them this week. If I were not there to do that, then I would basically be an absentee father. Being a dad is fundamentally the role I most identify with, as it should be. Parenting is not something you take on part-time. Of course it's important to maintain interest. Being a parent isn't martyrdom at the altar of procreation. But running a second life as an online character becomes a farcical exercise in vanity and narcissism. Right now, my eldest particularly needs my support. Life doesn't get easier, and a supporting arm to hang on to makes everything fine. I want to make sure my children have the stability and the support that I didn't always get. Thankfully, my children love VR too, and spending time together in Rec Room is not unheard of. In short, this important duty as a father has further encroached into my free time, and will continue to advance as they get older still. The fourth point is inspiration. As I previously mentioned, I'm no longer motivated to blaze a trail into the unknown regions of the metaverse. The paths are narrow, covered in weeds, and the treasure is hard to find. Basically, it's all become so formulaic, so uninspiring. That's not to say that my enthusiasm for the technology has dulled. No. My interests have switched to a focus on life-changing applications of this wonderful technology. The impact it will have on industry, on education, on leisure, on the individual, the people behind the technology, the developers, the enthusiasts. It is this that inspires me. It is not sticking anuses on cats' bottoms, shooting at endless waves of free Unity assets, or hitting cubes with sticks to the beat of terrible popular music. So after that long and drawn-out explanation, what does it mean for the future of my virtual reality channel? Well, I'm going to be doing a lot less reviewing of titles. I plan to review Windlands 2, for example, because it took 3 years to make, and I know and I like the team. I will focus on these rare diamonds only. I'm going to be doing less streaming. I will keep doing it, but it's going to be very late in the evening, when the children are asleep. I don't have a huge amount of stamina, so the little bit of time I have got at that time of night, well, let's just see if I can keep my eyes open. At this time, I have actually not put on an HMD for 3 weeks, so if I am playing anything, it's highly likely I will be streaming. The VR Spies. Now, I don't think this is going to be happening. We all really want to do it, but frankly, for me and for others, it's just too much of a commitment. Never say never, though. We are still talking about it, so the VR Spies may still come back. Now let's talk about what I will be doing more. I will be writing more articles, and I will keep doing this audio podcast you're listening to right now, and of course you can't stop me tweeting on Twitter as @UKRift. I'm able to work on my articles and podcasts in the spare 10 minutes I have here and there, and it fits into the tiny gaps I have in my life. Plus, I really enjoy it. Most importantly, I will be able to maintain the contact with the VR community that we have built together. So this is not the end. This is just a change of focus. In fact, it's been heading this way for just about a year. So this is not one of those wow, I'm shutting my channel down, goodbye, cruel world type things. It's just an acknowledgement that paths change, blown by the winds of life, and I'm happily taking a different route. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time.